Welcome to Life and Fatherhood, the podcast where new dads like you find community, insight, and practical tips to navigate the incredible journey of fatherhood. I'm your host, Alonzo Williams Jr., and I'm here to bring you valuable conversations with fellow dads who share their wisdom and experience. Whether you're looking for advice, inspiration, or just a place to connect with other fathers, you are in the right place. Ready to dive in? Let's get started. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome everybody back to another episode of Life and Fatherhood. I am your host, Alonzo. And today, we're going to be talking about something that is something that we all need to work on, honestly. But, you know, it's especially, it becomes more apparent once you become a dad. And I'm talking about time management. That's right. Time management, prioritizing our time, using our time wisely, and just overall becoming more efficient. Because when we have kids, you know, from our first child to our, you know, 11th child, however many kids you want to have, you know, that's, you know, show business. But either way, you have to be more strategic and more intentional with your time, right? And it becomes more and more and more apparent, like I said, when you have kids, because, you know, your flow changes, the flow of your day changes, the flow of your weekends change, you know, things that you normally would do in the morning, you won't be able to do like you used to. Things that you would do in the evening and nighttime, that's going to be very different, you know, for a while, you know, until, you know, the kids get older. But yet and still, today, going to be touching on, you know, the importance, not just the importance of time management, but really just some overall tips as to what you could do right now to help you be more efficient and effective, you know, in your life and in your family's life, help you be a better leader in your household and, you know, for your own sake. So, I'm going to jump right into it. One of the biggest things you could do in terms of, like I said, better time management, prioritizing, and planning, right? So we all do it. We all do it. Like, we all think about it as simple as, oh, I'm going to wake up at this time, get ready for work, right? That's, you know, on a smaller scale, that is prioritizing and planning. You know, waking up at the same time, knowing what time to leave the house because of traffic. You know, traffic is going to look like on a Monday versus a Wednesday, so you know how to, you know, maneuver. You know, you might have to leave the house a little earlier on Monday because the Monday blues and people like drag their feet versus on a Thursday or a Friday, you know, people, you know, it's the weekend, so people are more amped up. And so, you know, traffic isn't going to be as crazy, right? But being sure to prioritize and plan, you know, those days with the baby, right? It's different, but it's no different, right? You notice that, okay, with the baby, I might have to, you know, wake up earlier and might have to leave a little later, depending on your situation, right? Everybody's situation is different. So learning to adjust with that, learning to, you know, be more effective with your time as far as, you know, you might be a slow riser like myself, you know. I have a whole routine before I even, you know, get out of the bed. You know, I'm a slow riser. If you're like me, then you know what I mean. You know, I'm up, but I'm not up, right? And so learning how to, you know, switch that up with kids, like, okay, you know, I'm going to have to go ahead and make myself get up a little faster, or I might have to just set my alarm clock to 10, 15 minutes before my normal wake up time, just to give myself that extra time to charge up and get up out of bed, you know, things like that, you know. And so one of the things that, one of the tips that I would give you to use in your own life is to, you know, it sounds simple, but, you know, not everybody does it, using a planner. So like the night before, just take you a pen, get you a planner, you know, if you, you know, or a notepad, whatever you want to use, and literally write down, you know, the times, the places, and what you'll be doing, as far, especially like household chores or, you know, out of the house chores, whatever it may be. But the simply just writing it down, it does something to you mentally. It does something for you mentally to where you're more likely to, you know, make it happen, right? It seems like, you know, whenever you write things down and you're intentional about writing the details down as well, you're more likely to, you know, go ahead and make it happen. You're more likely to see it through because whatever's in your mind is going to come, you know, true. And so it's just another way of keeping things fresh in your mind, keep yourself aware of where you are and what you're doing. It's like I said, it's something simple, but it pays dividends early and it pays dividends down the road. So utilizing the planner, you know, writing out the schedule for yourself, you know, sit down with your partner, your wife, whoever, and, you know, sit down with them. Y'all could plan it out together. Like, what's an example I could use? The nighttime routine, right? Getting the baby ready for bed. You know, you might give the baby, I know one thing me and my wife did was I would give our kids baths around like 6, 7, and she would get them dressed, you know, taken care of after the bath, but she would put them down around 8 or 9, depending on how the day went. Once again, depending on how that day went, you know, put them down between 8 and 9. That was like our flow, but that was our established routine, and that's something that we actually wrote down. That was something that we actually were intentional about sitting down, talking about, and we've been sticking with that for 3 years now, right? Something as simple as just writing it down, putting it fresh in your mind, already, you know, helped us create that routine for us and, you know, clear up that clutter that we tend to have when we're trying to figure things out, right? So utilize a planner. Go ahead, do it. You won't regret it. Our next one is using, another one is setting clear goals. So we all have goals. We have our own personal goals. We have family goals. We have different relationship goals, you name it. We have things that we want to achieve. We have things that we want to accomplish, you know? And so this one really piggybacks off of having a planner, you know, setting those goals as far as, spending quality time with your kids or family dinners or, you know, date nights with your partner. You know, setting those clear goals in terms of how you're going to structure time with your family. It's so easy, you know, for us as, you know, as dads, humans, as people, to just we come in and the kids are doing whatever they're doing. It's like, all right, well, they're doing what they're doing. Might see our wife or our partner doing what they're doing. Okay, we'll see them doing what they're doing. All right, whatever. And we just go off and do what we do, whatever that may be. Right, could be exercise, could be playing the game, could be watching TV, could be reading or catching up on work, whatever it may be. But, you know, I want to challenge you to write down specific things that you want to do with your children, specific things you want to do with your partner, with your spouse, you know, with your significant other. Really make time for them, you know, when you get back home. On the tired days, on the days you have energy, because at the end of the day, it's really just building that discipline, that consistency that is going to move not just you forward, but everybody forward. One of the things that I started doing is I started to put my phone down when I come home. First thing I do, put my phone down, and my kids, of course, you know, daddy's home, so they run over, they want to pick them up, you know, toss them in there. Hey, dad, 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 I want to jump high, I want to go high. And being intentional is spending that time with them, right? Normally it's like, an hour, 30 minutes, you know, that I spend with them just playing, talking, seeing how their day was, you know, just talking to them, seeing what they learned. But it's intentional, you know, it's something that I intend to do. So I encourage you to do the same thing. Like, if you don't have to do anything crazy. Like, I'm not saying that you have to go out and take them to go get ice cream. No, you don't have to go take them to go do something, or, you know, you don't have to build you know, a house of cards with them, anything like that. But just as long as you're being intentional with giving them your focus and your attention for that designated time, that's going to do more than you just simply being there on your phone and attached, you know. So set those clear time goals. That way you can build those connections with your family. And that way, you know, 10, 15, 20 years down the line, you know, you'll look back like, wow. You start to reflect like, wow, those simple minutes or those simple hours spent with my family, being intentional, it allowed us to have this, you know, this relationship that, you know, we never knew that we could have. You know, I've seen it for other people in other people's lives. I believe that God is blessing us to build and create that in our life now. And I believe that he'll do the same for you, you know, if you practice that simple principle, right? Now we're going to move on. And, you know, of course, like I said, we're talking about time management, talking about our goals. But here's some other tactics that you could use, especially for, you know, like your career or whatever goal that you have just outside the household. I mean, it's for the inside the household too, but you know, we all have our own lives, right? We have careers, we have hobbies, you know, friends, things like that. So this tip, I believe, is gonna be very helpful. It's called the Pomodoro technique. I hope I'm saying that right. Pomodoro, P-O-M-O-D-O-R-O technique, right? And it's a really, really cool thing. I actually used this in college. It's like a study method, and it works. It really does work. But all it is, just to simplify it, you focus intentionally and intently on a task for 25 minutes. Right, that's it. 25 minutes, whatever it may be. It could be reading, it could be, you know, working on a project, or, you know, hey, go back to the last example, you know, spending time with your kids, or, you know, just whatever it is you want to use it for it. 25 minutes of intense focus and follow it by a 5-minute break, right? That way it helps to not feel like you're getting close to burnout, right? It's a good way to mitigate burnout. You're, you know, switching it up with intense focus with a short break to help you recalibrate. You know, like I said, I used this in college, and my academics were night and day. I wasn't failing or anything, but, you know, I was passing, I was doing well. But when I implemented that method, I was able to make the dean's list and all other stuff. So I really encourage you to exercise that method, the Pomodoro technique. Like I said, 25 minutes of intense focus followed by like a 5-minute break. You know, stick with it, you know, and you're gonna see the benefits for sure. All right, another big thing when we talk about time management, something that you have to do. We all know we have to do it. You know, some people do it better than others, but the importance of setting boundaries. Setting those boundaries. Do not let, if you're at work, be at work. If you're with your family, be with your family. If you're with your friends, be with your friends. It's easy to let everything blend together and get lost in the sauce. It's very easy, especially like when you have a new little one in the mix. You're really having to relearn your boundaries in a lot of ways. Like, honestly, like there are things that when it was you and, you know, your girlfriend, your spouse, your partner, who, you know, the person that you're with, that, you know, you kind of just do what you want to do. Like, okay, I'm about to go hang out with them. Okay, you know, you're about to go to, you know, just get up, go to the gym, go work out. Okay, you know, simple as that. With a kid, you know, with children, you can still kind of do those things, but depending on what that day or that week looks like, it's not going to be as simple as that, you know. So relearning your new boundaries, well, not relearning, but learning your new boundaries, right? Out with the old, in with the new, right? It's important to have those set so that you don't get lost in the sauce. And don't be afraid to exercise these boundaries with your loved ones, okay? Of course, when you bring new life into the world, everybody you know, they want to see the baby, they want to hold the baby, they want to kiss the baby, they want to do all that stuff with the baby. But then when it's time to do other stuff, it's like tumbleweeds and crickets. Yeah, I know. And so don't be afraid to establish those boundaries with other people, you know, with your family members, you know, parents, cousins, aunts, whoever it may be. Understand that, you know, this is your family. This is your safe place. This is your safe haven. And this is a place that you want everybody in your now new immediate family to feel protected and comfortable. So don't be afraid to say, hey, you know, you can't come at this time because this is what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? Or you can come at this time because by then we should be done doing what we're doing. You know, so you got to be very intentional and unwavering setting those boundaries with, you know, people outside of your family, what they can and can't do. And be very unwavering with boundaries that you put on yourself. Like, don't allow work pressures to pull you away from your family. You know, don't allow any other relational factors outside of your family pull you away from your kids and your partner. You know, like, keep the main thing the main thing.
Right.
And so another big thing, super duper duper big thing that you have to do is part of time management, but it's also just overall wellness, is scheduling downtime. Scheduling that time for you to just relax, to just decompress, let your brain breathe, you know, take deep breaths, you know, just in with the good, out with the bad, as they say. You know, it's very, very necessary for you to schedule in the downtime, because if you don't schedule the downtimes in, you're not going to have any downtime. You're going to feel overwhelmed. You're going to feel burnt out. And you're going to be looking at yourself like, why am I acting crazy? Why am I snapping on people? Why am I feeling this way? Why my head spinning? Well, it's because you didn't think to take time for yourself to just sit and just be. And just chill, really chill. Now, I don't mean just sit down and be on your phone. I don't mean just sit down and staring at a screen or sitting down occupying your mind doing something else, but really just rest, like just be present, being in the moment, be with yourself, right? Be where your feet are. You have to do it. It's a non-negotiable. You know, we try to move around as much as we can, but you have to do it, especially in this new season. You're gonna feel varying degrees of overwhelmed in a lot of different ways. And trust me when I say 15 to 20 minutes of just sitting and being in quiet and silence, it will go a long way. I can promise you that, like, for real. So go ahead, schedule that time, you know, however you want to schedule it. Like I said, it's your own personal schedule. You know, your life is different from anybody else's life. Schedule that time, though. You have to do it. Okay, because it's going to keep you, it's going to keep you sane, but it's going to, you know, more than that, it's just going to keep you in a state of clarity, right? In this journey, you got to have clarity. You have to have a level of wherewithal to be able to make the right decision when you need to. And having that quiet time to just allow yourself to be is going to help set the tone in a lot of ways. So schedule that downtime. Man, go ahead. And with that, of course, make sure just to reflect regularly. And what I mean by that is, you know, taking that time to reflect on what's working and what's not working in your relationships, what's working and not working in your parenting styles, maybe. You know, what's working and what's not working, just, you know, whether it's work, relationships, but just taking inventory of your life, right? Reflecting regularly on, like, your mood, your energies. So if you're feeling more anxious, really taking a step back and just like, okay, why am I feeling that way? If you feel more peace lately, you know, really taking a step back and just like, okay, like, what's going on? Like, you know, what have I been doing? What have I not been doing? You know, just being intentional about reflecting over your life, you know, in the day-to-days, is a part of growth. It's going to make you better, which is going to in turn make your family better, right? It's one of those small things that, you know, goes a long way in a lot of ways. Taking the time to make the right investments of your time into the people that you love and creating that life that God called you to have. And so, if you're navigating the early days of fatherhood and need a boost, check out my Daily Dad's Drive Guide at lifeandfatherhood.com. It's packed with practical advice and motivational tips to help you thrive in those challenging first months. Download it today and find the support and inspiration you need to make the most of your amazing journey. So, if you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this podcast with other dads who might find it helpful. Join us next week for more insights and tips. Until then, keep mastering your time and cherishing those precious moments with your family. Thank you for tuning in to Life and Fatherhood. I hope today's episode gave you some valuable insight and new ideas for your own fatherhood journey. For more tips, blogs, and downloadable resources to support your wellness and leadership at home, visit lifeandfatherhood.com. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review if you enjoy the show. Until next time, keep leading with heart and embracing every moment of fatherhood.